T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's time for the movies. Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com, is with us. And did you say you liked Angel Has Fallen? Dad and I went and saw it yesterday. We loved it. We had a great time. Really? I mean, we were cheering at the screen. I mean, we practically had the theater to ourselves. It was like a 1 o'clock showing. But we both walked out like, man, that's what we went for. It was awesome.
That's right. Well, it is. You know, you just know what those movies are going to be, and they deliver. That is not my favorite.
You're more sophisticated.
Kind of
you like, well, more of a plot. And
yeah, a little bit. And just what bothers me about a lot that movie and a lot of the big action movies is the over reliance on computer generated effects, like the drone attack stuff. And I prefer more car crashes and guys chasing each other, running through the streets, that kind of thing. But that's, you know, for me, the John Wick movies, which we may be talking about in a little bit here, they really define that very well, in that they really rely on very closely choreographed fight scenes. And they don't use a lot of the computer stuff, because that just changes everything. Yeah. That's when I kind of lose whatever, you know, willing suspension of disbelief I have when I see something that I know could not happen. Yeah, it's just, I lose it then.
All right. Well, you might be a little more snooty about it than Dad and I were. But
well,
anyway,
okay. Look, I know what a Gerard Butler movie is going to be, and I enjoy them. I tend to see them like them more when I'm just sitting at home on my sofa.
Gotcha. Well, you know, we saw a poster for this thing, Bennett's War. But I haven't heard anything about that. I mean, it's a veterans movie. I'm aware of those things.
And this is the strangest thing. This is the first weekend since we've been talking where I have not seen any of the movies that came out. And not only that, I didn't even know they existed until I started checking the new listings. Generally, the various PR agencies and studios keep me pretty well informed about what's coming out.
I would think so.
I get invited to screenings and all that, and I get all of the, you know, months in advance, I'm getting press releases.
Well, what does that mean? Are these lousy films and they didn't want you to see them?
Well, that's it. They didn't really believe they're going to do very well, and so they didn't spend any real money on publicity.
Gotcha.
We got Bennett's War about a veteran, a wounded veteran who comes back and tries to become a motocross champion. And Don't Let Go, which is a time travel detective crime movie with David Oyelowo, who's very good. And Killer Man, which is, it's a gritty New York action movie with Liam Hemsworth. And until I saw those listings, I didn't even know these movies existed. So I, you know, am kind of at a loss this weekend.
Okay.
But let's take a moment here, because two of the very best movies of the summer are still in theaters, and they are both big screen movies. And if you haven't seen them, I strongly recommend that you do. And the first one from, I guess, back very early in the summer is Toy Story 4. I think this is one of the finest animated films I have ever seen.
Really?
The quality of the voice acting, the characters, the way these characters have developed over the years, from the first Toy Story, which really introduced computer-generated animation, until this, it has become so much more sophisticated. The stories are so good. I really like this movie, and I hope I get to see it again before it's out on home video and DVD.
All right.
I probably won't. And the other one is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The Quentin Tarantino movie that I still think is the best movie of the summer. And I have not seen it again, but I have continued to think about it, and I really want to see it again on the big screen, because it really is an immersive movie. The whole point of it is taking you back to the world of 1969, and what Hollywood was like then, the changes it was going through. And what I've come to realize, you know, since it came out and I've read a lot of stuff, is that most of the criticism of this film has come from the political left, where people disagree with many things about it. But mostly it's because, in this film at least, Tarantino is on the side of the establishment and against these anarchist hippies who are kind of trying to take over. And that's very clear throughout the movie.
And that really that's unacceptable to them.
That really
bothers
some
people. Well, you
might
have just sold a ticket for that film with that comment. Anything. What am I can't say fight the man, but fight the rabble. I don't know. I got to think through
also,
that one.
I think it is about two unapologetic white male heterosexuals.
Who is that allowed?
The most popular guys in Hollywood.
I thought they had been banned. I didn't know they still existed.
I know.
Right?
I mean, you know, how can this have happened?
Not allowed in Hollywood today. Well, Mike, you know, maybe I'll reconsider seeing that one now. Tarantino,
really
I'm not a fan, but that's interesting.
It is a big screen movie. It will be much more effective on the big screen than if you wait to watch it at home.
Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com. Thank you, and I hope it's a great weekend for you.
Yeah, have a great Labor Day weekend, everybody.
Yeah, okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.